Good morning, everyone. How are y'all doing on a Thursday? It's the end of the month. Come on in and say hello. I have a few more sips of coffee. Oh, it's good this morning, y'all. I am headed out to Dallas to a life coach school event. There's Kathy. Meeting Kathy out there. She and Corinne are flying. And then another member of the tribe, Michelle Arant. A lot of you all know her. She's another coach. And she's going to be, she's actually driving here this morning. She'll be here in a couple of hours. And we're going to drive to Dallas. It's just from Little Rock. It's just about 5 hours. So looking forward to spending some time with Michelle today and getting to do some learning, getting my learning on. Kathy, I'm sure you're excited too. We're going to a training specifically on business stuff as life coaches. So, gosh, even a year ago, never thought I would be doing this kind of stuff. So super, super fun. So, okay. So Kathy is here. I believe she is... She is going to help me with questions. So be sure and use hashtag ask. And Kathy just said, ask me lots of hard questions. So we are ready to go whenever you are. Until then, I'm just going to keep gabbing and drinking coffee. Because I was thinking about what I could kind of talk about as the questions start coming in. And so it's the end of the month, right? It is February 28th. Can y'all believe? I mean, I know February is shorter than, you know, another month or whatever, but still, this one went by super fast. Oh, shoot. I just totally, and I can't tell what side. Oh, that's better. Okay. A little bit. Anyway. This, you know, this is a shorter month, but still it just seems like it flew by. Oh my gosh. I remember what I was talking about at the beginning of the month and I'm like, am I still there or did I make progress on stuff this month? And I definitely did. You know, it's all about like, you know, progress, right? Not necessarily meeting your goals, but making progress. And I went back. So I did the tracker, right? We've got the tracker for this month because this month was accountability month. And you all can see that I did not do it perfectly. I did not fill every single circle out. And also, I don't know if anybody else did this, but I looked at these little circles and like I was thinking of like a calendar. And so I put the numbers in like a calendar and then I didn't have enough circles at the end. So anyway, learned my lesson on that. So anyway, so I went back and kind of assessed, right? And of course, we have today, but I tracked following my 24-hour plan and I tracked my meditation because Kathy and I are both working on meditating every day. And so actually, I need to circle my day today for meditation because I did meditate this morning. And so I did... And I am just going to go ahead and say I'm following my 24-hour plan today. So I'm just going to go ahead and circle that day. So I went back and counted like, okay, you know, and this is following your 24-hour plan, like whether it's, you know, kind of changing up what you eat a little bit or like adding a snack or add, you know, overeating a little bit more. And that is... that reminds me that Corinne is going to be talking about that in the course next month, in the deep dive taking control course about kind of she differentiates between overeating and eating off plan. So I know that we have a lot of questions, especially from newbies about that. And so I'm so glad she's going to kind of be talking about the difference between those two. So anyway, I followed my plan 14 days out of 28. So I just wanted to be honest and straight up here. Like, you know, obviously I didn't do it perfectly. I did 50%. That's still an F, right? But I am calling it a win, just the fact that I tracked it, the fact that, you know, and I will be I need to look back at my weight, but I think I just kind of maintained my weight this month, which is fine. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, you can see it as an F or you can see it as, oh, let me come up with some wins here. I tracked it every day. I did a plan and I assessed it. And then I decided if I'd followed it. I tracked it in the bonus track, in the basics tracker. And, you know, I'm moving forward. Like, okay, I'm going to go for 51%. You know, Corinne talks about the 1% that we learn about in Atomic Habits. 51% next month or better, you know? And so it's all about like just assessment and, you know, seeing the numbers and not beating yourself up. So so I wanted to let y'all know about my little assessment for the month. Yes, tracking is absolutely a win. I get 100% on tracking. Thank you, Kathy. All right. Thank y'all. Yes, I love this. This is my wedding gift for my wonderful husband. All right. So we've got a few questions here, but y'all keep the questions coming and then we'll see where we go. So, Elizabeth asked a great question. Speaking of, what can we do to prepare for the overeating course that is starting? So first off, we have, the overeating course starting, you know, I mean, it's up already. So if you go to the website, let me just pull it up right now. If you go to pnptribe.com, you go under bonus courses. I have it up right here. It's called Deep Dive, Taking Control, and then Overeating in brackets. And we call it a deep dive into taking control because that's module 5 of No BS, where we call taking control, where we totally focus on overeating. And so this is, we call it a deep dive because it's kind of getting deeper with all the different concepts there. And so, because we know that a lot of you all are really, really wanting to just hone in and focus on your overeating. We know that's what, you know, that's what we're here to lose weight. And when we overeat, we're not losing weight. So the page is up. What you can do right now is go back and review No BS, module 5 of No BS. So go back and listen to those courses, watch the videos. Dig your workbook back out, your No BS workbook, and read through all the workbook. Do some of those worksheets. But here's the thing, y'all. We have got brand new recovery worksheets in this new deep dive program, and they're already up as well. So if you all, you know, hopefully most of you all are completing recovery worksheets every time you have an overeat or an off-plan eat. And so go ahead and start using those new recovery worksheets. And there's two different ones. There is the full recovery worksheet, which has been totally revamped and new and improved. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. It is in-depth, thorough. It will help you figure out what's going on with your overeating. Absolutely. And so there's that one. And then there is the 2-minute drill, which I love this. This is like an just amazing idea that Corinne had, because a lot of times we have an overeat and we're not where we can just sit down for, you know, 15 minutes and do a worksheet. So we did a 2-minute kind of fast drill worksheet where you can just, like, if you're at a restaurant or a party or whatever, and you can just run to the bathroom real quick and you can just do a quick, you know, kind of rundown of what just happened, so that, you know, it's fresh in your mind, because, you know, that's the thing, is that you want to do these recovery worksheets when you are, as soon as you can after the incident, right? So that everything is fresh in your mind and you really can kind of take yourself back there and really figure out the thoughts and feelings that were going on. So those two worksheets are up already too, under the toolkit. And worksheets and workbooks. So those worksheets are all there for you already. But anyway, to get back to the actual course, yeah, go ahead and review No BS, Taking Control module 5, and then print out your workbook for this new course. It's already ready to print. And then you can also make some extra copies of worksheets if you want to. If you want to, you know, do the worksheets, you can go ahead and start doing worksheets if you want to. I was helping somebody in, I think in Ask Coaches last night. They're already starting their work. You can absolutely go ahead and do that. And and there's also some other suggested resources on this page. Kathy, could you maybe put in the link if you haven't already? Oh my God, you already did it. Look at you, just reading my mind. You already did the link for the course. And so there are other resources. So there are coaching calls on overeating. You know, y'all know we have a million of those, but just start watching one, right? Don't try to find the best one or whatever. Just press play on something and start watching. If you start getting into some of the material and you have a question like this gal did last night, go ahead and post and ask coaches. And, you know, even before Monday, when Corinne introduces the program, you can have a head start on it. And then the Food and Feelings Workbook. Oh, I don't think I have it in here, but I have that book. It is a great resource. Corinne took a lot of what we're going to talk about from that book. And it's called the Food and Feelings Workbook. I'm so proud, y'all. It's written by a social worker, and I'm a social worker too. And so I just love it when I'm learning what I'm doing now from another social worker. So Christy Stewart's on here. You know, holla, we need to like get some social work, like get a social work group around here. Christy, if you're on here, you need to make a post and we'll all get together and talk about stuff, geek out on social work stuff. But so it's an amazing workbook. I mean, it is its own course, its own, you know, set of work on it in itself. But if overeating and binging is something that you really want to kind of just dive even deeper into, that workbook is a wonderful resource. I'm diving into it right now, and it is, you know, there are all kinds of exercises to do, you know, throughout each chapter. And so it is a course in itself. So if you want to get that, great, but go ahead and just, you know, focus on our course, for now, but it's a great resource. Okay. So Monday, March 4th, at 6 p.m. Central Time, Corinne will be doing the overview and a presentation. She's doing a full keynote presentation. She said it may be 60 to 90 minutes. So, you know, plan your time. Or, of course, you can always watch the replay. But, you know, have your workbook printed out. Be ready to learn like you're going to class. You're going to overeating class on Monday night. So I'm excited. I'm like, I'm so excited. I get to hear what all she has to say about putting it together. And I've read the workbook through already, and it's amazing. So I can't wait for the actual teaching. So that's a long answer to your question, Elizabeth. Okay. How do you know, Melanie, how do you know if your plus two is not too full? I struggle with this. So good question, Melanie. If it's too full, I mean, you know, and everyone's definition of too full is different, right? But your plus two should not be even full, right? It should not even be a full feeling. It should be a satisfied feeling. And in No BS, in the fueling your body section, I think it's in Fresh Start. I'm going to pull it up here because I got all my screens here so I can just like pull up stuff like nobody's business. There's a whole, you know, go back and review the hunger scale unit in that Fresh Start module. And that part of the workbook has a couple of worksheets on physical symptoms for your hunger scale, you know, like going from going from negative 10 all the way to positive 10. And so your plus two should be, you know, again, it's different for everyone, but it's something where you just feel satisfied. Some people have a sigh. You know, okay, yeah, I think I've had enough to eat. But it is not an uncomfortable fullness feeling. We sometimes say like you could go and do like a brisk walk after you eat still. You could do some yoga. You could do like a down dog, you know, where you're on your hands and knees and you're not like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. You know, that kind of stuff. So that should be kind of what your plus two is. So for you, it almost sounds like you're going past your two, you know? And so what you can start doing is just leaving a few bites behind and seeing how you feel, right? You know, every meal, just leave a few bites behind, see how you feel, see if it's more of that just satisfied feeling and you're not feeling, you know, that kind of pressure in your gut of fullness. So start there and then just let us know if you have any, you know, if you're still struggling. Heather, when do you typically do a recovery worksheet? My tantrum brain in the moment protests doing one. Do you wait until you're out of the tantrum and focus to write about it? Okay, Heather, you are totally normal, right? Your brain is operating exactly the way it's supposed to, where it's, of course, it's not going to want to do a recovery worksheet right after you overeat. It's pouting. It's probably pouting. You know, it's pouting. It pouted at first because it wanted food. You gave it food, and now you probably got like a moment of relief, and now it's pouting again because you overate. Right. And so it's just you've kind of been through this, you know, roller coaster. And yes, of course, you're not going to want to do one. And that means that you need to do one. So yes, my recommendation is that you sit down and do the recovery worksheet as soon as you can after an overeat. I mean, like immediately after an overeat, if you can, because again, all the thoughts and feelings are fresh in your mind right now. And you're, like I said, you're not going to want to. And that's another thing is like, you know, that could kind of be a deterrent for you in the future, right? Like, well, I don't want to overeat because I don't want to have to like feel crappy and then still have to do this damn worksheet. So, you know, that can help you too. So, but yes, I mean, you don't wait until you're out of the tantrum. You want to be in that tantrum because you want to be writing down what that tantrum is telling you, what thoughts you're thinking, what you're feeling in the moment, so that you can be really aware of what's going on and learn from that as you move forward. So, yeah, don't wait. Don't wait. Do it. It's going to feel crappy. It's going to feel terrible, but that's where the learning is. And that's where, you know, you can really become aware of what's working for you and what's not. Dawn, I'm having a hard time getting back on track. And quite frankly, I'm so overwhelmed, don't know where to start. Okay, Dawn, this is where you start. Four basics. And if that's overwhelming, you know, and fresh start module and no BS. That's it. Don't worry about this course coming up. Don't worry about last month's course. All that stuff is extra icing on the cake, gravy, whatever you want. We need to come up with a new term instead of icing on the cake or gravy. You know, we need to come up with a non-food term for what I'm talking about. But all that stuff is extra. The core program and what will help you lose weight in PNP are the four basics. And that comes from the Fresh Start module in No BS. So that's all I want you to focus on. And if all four basics are still overwhelming, focus on one basic. Work on getting your water in every day for the next month. You know, just get some wins under your belt, right? Just make a commitment to something and commit to following it. And I'm not saying being perfect at it. I'm just saying commit to something and keep working on it and working on it. And this is the perfect opportunity, right? March 1st is tomorrow. And there's 30 days after September, April, June. There's 31 days in March. I have to do the little song. There's 31 days in March. You're going to do 31 days of four basics, 31 days of just water or sleep or whatever it is. You can choose one basic or all four. Print out your tracker. And we need to make sure that the bonus tracker is in the worksheet page, Kathy. Make a note of that for me. I love it. Like, I'm like Corinne. I'm just like ordering Kathy around. Do this, do that. we need to make sure that that bonus tracker is, I think maybe now it's just in the accountability course. And I mean, I'm telling you, I want to use it every month, right? I just want to use it every month. I may not track everything because, I'm pretty good at like, I'm making and assessing my 24-hour plan. That's non-negotiable. But I would love to start tracking my sleep. I think that would be fascinating. And my water is good. My water is on track, non-negotiable. But my hunger scale, my sleep, and then I want to keep tracking I want to track my workouts. I have use the calendar and the planner for tracking my workouts, so that's good. But I think I'd like to have it all on one page. Want to keep tracking my meditation, and then, you know, again, whether I follow my 24-hour plan. So yeah, so get that tracker, print that tracker out, and get at it in March, whether it's one of the four basics or four. That's all you need to lose weight at PMP. All this other stuff, extra goodness, the Facebook page. Maybe you need to get off the Facebook page, Dawn, if you're overwhelmed. The Facebook page is extra. There's nothing in there that you need to know about to lose weight that's not part of the four basics and that's not on the website with that No BS program. So that's the advice I have for you there. I'm kind of just keeping an eye on, thanks y'all, love my bangs. Let's see. I think Kathy's wow is from what I just said. Let's see. There we go. Oh, it is on the worksheets page. Okay, it already is. Let me just pull up the... I think I saw it on here. Oh, there it is. PMP Habit Tracker. Perfect. Okay, so never mind. So it's on there. Y'all, that worksheets page, and Kathy posted a link to it, is money. Oh, my gosh. It has everything you need on there in terms of, you know, worksheets, workbooks, all that kind of stuff with the bonus courses, right? And also just individual worksheets. It's got the Hello Scale worksheet. It's got, let's see, all, you know, the two recovery worksheets now. All the worksheets that we're working on in March with the course, if you're choosing to do the course, right? It's got the habit tracker, and then it's also got that feelings wheel. Oh my gosh, y'all, I have that feelings wheel printed out, and I just keep it handy all the time so that I can work on identifying my feelings. So it's awesome. All right, Trisha, I have been planning most days, but not really following through with doing journaling. I need help with why I'm not losing weight. Okay, Trisha, if you're still on, maybe you could give me a little bit more info. I don't really know what you mean by journaling in terms of, like, are you talking about like a thought download and models and that kind of stuff? Because, you know, again, it's just about the four basics, right? So are you making a plan and following it? And if not, if you're not following it, are you assessing it every day and learning from that? So that is your priority right now. In terms of, you know, whether you're not losing weight or not. Also, hunger scale, you know, are you following your hunger scale? Negative two to positive two. Are you getting at least 64 ounces of water? And then are you getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep? So, yeah. So why you're not losing weight is probably one of those four things. And so that's what you need to focus on right now. Let's see if Trisha's, oh, okay. You're doing your 24-hour plan, but you're not doing the second sheet. And that's what you need to work on. You need to assess your plan every day because you've got to learn like what is and isn't working. And really you've got to, see whether you're following your plan or not. And if you're not, why? And those are all the questions that are asked on that second sheet. So yeah, I mean, you've got the first step, right? You're making the plan every day, which is great. And now it's time to just add another step and do that second sheet, that assessment every day. And so you can see, you know, if you followed your plan and if not, why? And kind of learn from that for the next day and the next day. And it just builds from there. But you definitely want to be doing a realistic plan at first in terms of eating what you are going to eat anyway. Right? I mean, if you're going to have some chocolate, if you're going to have some chips out of the vending machine, if you're going to have, you know, something at night after, you know, after dinner, put it on your plan. Because what we're focused on right now, Trisha, is not necessarily weight loss. It is making a plan, making a commitment to yourself and following it. That's got to be the first step. You can't skip that step to just get to weight loss. You know, it's got to be part of, it's got to be like, you know, part of you that I make commitments to myself and I follow them the best that I can. Not perfectly, but when I do, when I don't follow my plan, I'm learning from it. I'm not beating myself up and I'm moving forward. So let's see. How many does it take to see some results? I have no idea, Tricia. Everyone is different. It's just a matter of you just keep going, right? I mean, Corinne says it took her, what, 18 months to lose her 100 pounds? We're not about quick weight loss around here. We are about sustainable weight loss and keeping it off. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather lose it slow and keep it off than lose it fast and you know, and not, and then not be able to keep it off, right? Because we're all about losing weight the way we're going to live it. And so for you, it's like leveling up right now. It's like you need to level up to assessing your plans and then focus, you know, commit to that for the next 30 days. Then if you're still not losing weight, we'll reassess again and we'll, you know, we'll try something new. But it's this process, y'all, this process works. This process is amazing. This, you know, process of weight loss with the four basics, but it is not necessarily quick. And for a lot of us with old diets, and I mean, I was watching, y'all, I was at the gym this morning watching a commercial. They had like every TV on with these stupid infomercials, and it was the Total Gym. You know, the what's the guy's name? Oh my God, what's the guy's name who does the karate and stuff? You know, he's like the badass guy. It was the Total, and they had Christie Brinkley on there, dude, too, doing this Total Gym. And it's like, you know, and then all these before and after pictures, and it's just like, this is not real. That Chuck Norris, thank you. I didn't even have to look at y'all. Well, y'all, none of y'all had helped me out on that anyway, but I'm always so proud of myself when I think of someone's name. But, you know, it's all about these quick results, right? And that is not, we're different. And I'm not saying it's going to take you years and years necessarily. I mean, it depends on what you do, right? It depends on the work that you put in. And, but it is not a, you know, 20 pounds in the first week type of deal. And so are you in it for the long haul here? You know, are you in it, Tricia? So, and that's, you know, that's something that you want to think about. Okay, Chuck Norris, thank you. I got four Chuck Norris comments. And then the next infomercial was, okay, now I've got to think of this guy's name. The chef from New Orleans, and he's got like an air fryer, Emeril Lagasse. And so I'm working out and I'm seeing all this food. And that's the other thing, y'all. Like one infomercial is all about like exercise and weight loss. And then the next infomercial is all about like cooking all this food. And it's like, well, no wonder we struggle with weight loss, right? Like, you know, they want us to buy all this stuff, you know, that gives us all, you know, that cooks us all this food. And then they want us to buy the thing that will help us lose weight. I mean, I think that the lesson I learned there is that they want us to buy everything. So that was my lesson learned at the gym this morning. And so it's just funny that it was at the gym that, you know, there were all these infomercials on. Okay. I'm running behind here. Stacy, I find when I sit down to do a recovery worksheet, I can't identify the feelings I had. Sometimes it's just, I want it. Okay, Stacy, I want it is your thought, right? That is a thought. That is a sentence in your head. A feeling is one word. And for you, and you know, and a thought creates a feeling if you think about the model. And so when you think I want it, your feeling may be justified. It may be deserving. I really encourage you to print out that feelings wheel that I just mentioned that's on this worksheets page. That will really kind of open your mind to some additional feelings. But yeah, it's probably just something like I want it and I'm going to have it. And so it is just, you know, it may just be justified. I mean, and that's how you justify it, is with that thought. So don't, you know, overthink it too much in terms of like, you know, I need some, super deep feeling. It just may be very, very, a very simple feeling like that. So just definitely print out that feelings wheel and just get your brain going on some additional feelings. Carol, sometimes I get so sleepy after lunch. I don't drink caffeine and don't want to, and I'm sleeping 7 to 8 hours every night and feeling well rested when I wake up in the morning. What can I do about this? Yeah, Carol, so this is something that I used to experience before I gave up sugar and flour. And I'm not telling you to give up sugar and flour. But it may be some of the carbs and stuff that if you're eating a lot of carbs at lunch, and I am not like a scientist when it comes to like food and stuff and how it affects your body. But, I just remember being so tired after lunch, you know, in the afternoons that, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock time. So I would work on kind of adjusting your lunch a little bit. I don't know what you're eating now, but you know, kind of just change it up a little bit, experiment with it, you know, maybe take away a few, some of the carbs and add a little bit more protein and vegetable. You definitely want healthy fats in there as well. So try that. But also it may just be, you know, kind of the way we are, right? So I would encourage you, you know, even if you're like having a, you know, if you're not having any carbs at lunch, right? It just sounds like you may kind of have a pattern going on that, you know, results in you getting tired. So interrupt that pattern. What can you do differently in the afternoon to kind of get your blood flowing a little bit and get you moving around a little bit? Change up your pattern if you can, you know, as much as you can when you're at work. And, you know, and work on, you know, taking a little walk around the office at a certain time when you know you're going to get tired. So it may be some kind of mental too, right? It may not all be physical. It may just be a habit that you've developed over time. And so it's time to kind of interrupt the pattern and develop a new habit. So try that stuff. Elizabeth, will the daily post be different for the overeating course? Not as far as I know. And Kathy, you can confirm that with me. Look at you. You got the feelings wheel link up. Yes, Kate, you're in this for the long haul. Those daily posts, I believe, are staying the same because they aren't, you know, connected to any specific course that we're doing. They're just all about, you know, like the four basics and just, you know, everything that we're doing in terms of, I know the one today is mistakes, right? And I love the post today. Y'all got to get in there because the one today, and you can just search hashtag daily post for the, and Kathy, actually, you could post a link to that post, to that to today's daily post if you wanted to. And it's all about what am I willing to fail at, you know, to get to my goals. And for so many of you all, it is, I'm willing to make an imperfect 24-hour plan. And, you know, I'm willing to not follow it every single day, just like, you know, I didn't follow it. I followed it 50% of the time in February. And I'm still, you know, I'm sitting here to tell you all about it. So a lot of you all talked about that. And I think it would just be good for everyone to read that no one's here being perfect. No one's here with having everything figured out. Not even us. I mean, I'm sitting here at 50%, y'all. So, you know, it's like we're all just going along doing the best we can, right? And just, you know, I'm sitting here telling you I did 50%, you know, I followed my plan 50% of the time, and you're not sitting there going, Betsy, you are a failure and you suck and you need to do better next month. But we tell ourselves that all day long, right? You would not tell me that. You know, Kathy posted and she said, well, you're 100% at assessing, you know, you're 100% at tracking. Good for you. You know, and we need to start treating ourselves that same way. Because y'all, it's like we are like black and blue inside from beating ourselves up. I just think about that sometimes. And I even get emotional thinking about it because I was just the other day I was in my kitchen and I don't even know what I was thinking about. But I, in the background, I had this voice that was so mean, y'all. And it's this voice like, you couldn't possibly have done enough today. Don't you even try to think about it. Don't you even try to think good about what you got done today. And you know you should have done better. And you know that, you know, you're never going to get this figured out. And, you know, it's that kind of tone of voice, y'all. That's, it wasn't like in the forefront of my mind, but it was kind of running in the background. And it, I'm not wanting it to just go away, but I'm just wanting to become aware of it and say, you know what? I don't have to listen to it. It can run in the background all day long, but I can decide that I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to believe it. And I'm just going to go on with my day. So, I feel so strongly about that, that it's like, we wouldn't say that to someone else. And so why do we say it to ourselves, whatever it is about, you know, not doing enough and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Kathy put in the link to that post. And so it's, again, it's all about what are you willing to fail at to get to your goals? And so I want everyone in here to respond, even if it's the same answer as someone else. But I know that Kathy, when she did her vision board, she talked all about what she's willing to fail at to get to her goals for weight loss, to get to her goals for, you know, for her career. And, you know, we've all got to be willing to fail. Every single one of us, because none of us is doing it perfectly. Okay. A drink here. What is the name and author of the overeating course that you mentioned? So that is in Deep Dive, Taking Control of Overeating. So Daria, I think I talked to you last night. Let me just pull it up here and I'll tell you. It's in the kit store, kit.com/fitandfat. Y'all need to go over there because I've been doing some updates to it and some upgrades to it. So it is called The Food and Feelings Workbook, and it is by Karen Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G. And I got it off Amazon. Karen Koenig, The Food and Feelings Workbook. And she said, also, the workbook for this new course seemed like several worksheets and not an actual book. Is it correct? Let's see. It's a workbook. I mean, it's a workbook. And then, but make sure, Daria, make sure you're on the right page. You need to go under at pnptribe.com. You need to go under bonuses. And then you will click on the deep dive taking control. And that's where you print out the full workbook. The other page just has separate worksheets. But the full-on course page has the full workbook. And it has worksheets in it as part of it. So, so Daria, let's see. Oh, you can always email support if you still can't find the workbook. And just let us know. Or post it in the Facebook group and someone can do a link to it for you. Missy, it seems like it's been harder for me to figure out my hunger since I hit goal. I'm actually hungry more often. I used to do first meal at 2 p.m. It's now it's more like 10, and I seem to struggle to stay at goal. Should I adjust what I'm eating or try not to add the meal at 10? I feel more restricted now and didn't when I was losing consistently. Also, when I do my exception, the scale goes up several days. It didn't during my losing phase. It takes almost an entire week to go back down. So here's the deal, Missy. I mean, you know, everyone's different. I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do, but it's just, you're just in a different phase of your weight loss journey, right? You're in maintenance and you don't have the kind of reward of the scale going down every week. So I think for you, it's important. I mean, it sounds like you're listening to, you know, you're still doing everything that you did when you were losing weight, right? You're listening to your body. You are planning exceptions, all that kind of stuff, right? But here's the thing. I want you to focus on, you know, it's not, you're at maintenance, right? the scale is going to adjust a couple of pounds up and down, you know, in maintenance. That's what happens. I want you to focus beyond the number on the scale. I really want, that's where your work is okay, accomplish this goal. What do I want now, right? I know what I need to do. I mean, in terms of, you know, but it's like you're feeling restricted because you're still focusing on that number on the scale and keeping that number on the scale. Now, obviously, it's important for you to not gain weight back, but you know what you need to do. You listen to your body, you plan exceptions, and yes, the scale is probably going to go up a little bit with an exception sometimes, but you're still focused on all these basics that you're just going to do for the rest of your life. And, you know, you can tweak things here and there, but here's the deal, Missy, like, okay, I'm at my goal weight. I know what I need to do. I will tweak things as necessary, but I'm ready to like live life now. You know, I'm ready to focus on what are other goals that I want to accomplish. You know, when all this other stuff is on autopilot in the background, what are my other goals? How do I want to like live the rest of my life? Just being at this goal weight, and then I'm doing other stuff. So I want you to move outside of weight loss and, you know, plan and make some new goals for yourself and kind of get your mind off all this other stuff, because it's golden. It's autopilot. You know what you need to do. I think you're overthinking. So, but you know, if you want some more individual, like specific, I mean, we can look at your food journals and all that kind of stuff. You can post that and ask coaches. And if this keeps happening and you're tweaking and stuff and it still keeps happening, you know, like, try to keep, you know, get your meal back to 2 p.m. And, you know, try that for a few days. And if that doesn't work, you know, try something else. And then if you just, you know, kind of run out of things to try, then post and ask coaches. Okay, Jessica, I'm not losing a lot, but going down slowly. And I'm thinking of switching my diet to more whole grain, veggie, protein-based instead of a lower carb, higher fat model I've been trying. I'm willing to fail at this to see if my body likes this better. How have you seen this switch affect people's results? I'm a little nervous about it. I'm doing pretty well at planning, following, and assessing. Here's the deal, Jessica. I don't normally just tell people, like, no, don't do that. But you are doing exactly what you need to be doing, losing slowly, period. That's what I talked about that earlier. That's what we're about here. We're not about fast weight loss around here. We're about sustainable forever weight loss. And so if you feel good, if you like what you're eating, if you're enjoying your food, then stay with what you're doing. And then work on the planning, following, and assessing. You say you're doing pretty well at that. Well, I want you to get good at that before you ever think about changing your food. Because what you're doing is working, maybe not as quickly as you want it to, but it's working. And so that's my advice to you, is that you're over, again, like Missy, you're overthinking and you're thinking, oh, I want to be quicker, so maybe I'll adjust all this food. And that can bring up more stuff of, you know, oh, well, I don't get to eat that anymore. And I want to eat, I mean, this and all that kind of stuff that can lead you to ultimately overeating. So I think your next step, again, is to focus on planning, following, and assessing. And then also make sure you're getting your sleep and water in and you've got your hunger scale dialed. Those are the basics to nail down before you ever think about changing your food with anyone, right? You want to get those four basics. The type of food you're eating is not part of the four basics, right? And it sounds like you're doing a pretty good, you know, you're eating a lot of fuel foods anyway. So if there's anything to level up at this point, it's the other four basics, you know, the other basics, or all the four basics really for you. Deanna, I'm struggling with setting weight goals and then not making them and feeling like a failure. Did the thought ladder lesson yesterday instead of a mental thought of I can't get below 175, I'm doing, I will get below 175 soon. A good thought to start with. I don't really need to set a date to be under 175, do I? Absolutely not. I'm sensing a theme here with my Facebook Live is that there is no race to your goal weight, whatever that is. And there really isn't a magical goal weight. You know, you can set it to 175, and then when you get there, whenever that is, then you make a decision then on whether you want to lose more weight or not. Or maybe you want to gain back some weight, you know? So there's no magic number, and there's no magic date on when this is supposed to happen or how long it's supposed to take. I'm thinking of Angela Treme in the Facebook page. She's so awesome. I met her at camp. And, you know, she has reached her goal weight, but it took, I think, a couple years, few years, because she maintained for a while. You know, she needed to work on some stuff for a while, and so she just maintained. So there's no, like, timeline or calendar or deadline for anyone here. It's all your journey and your individual journey. So, but here's the thing. You're feeling like a failure. You're choosing to feel like a failure. So for you, it is, you can set a weight loss goal all day long, right? But for then this is for all of you all. I mean, setting goals is fine if you do it from a place of, this is a way that I am going to, like, build habits, that I am going to, you know, to motivate myself, that I am going to, you know, have, like, have my future self in mind and all that kind of stuff. Those are great reasons to set goals. But if you are going to feel like a failure at the end, if you didn't get to your goal, don't set it. Don't even set a goal. I mean, if you're coming from a place of, I hate myself now and I'll like myself a little bit better when I'm at my goal, then just throw that goal out the window. You want to set a goal from a place of, I don't have to do it perfectly. If I don't reach the goal, then I'm not going to make it mean anything about me. And, you know, I'm going to use it as a way to move me forward, to get me to closer to, you know, to where I want to be, and to build habits and to just work on, like, it's all about the person that you become striving for that goal. That's what we're here, y'all, about. We're not even here about reaching goals. We're here about, like, becoming a better, you know, version of ourselves, or becoming more of ourselves. That's the way I like to say it. And so, you know, again, for you, Deanna, you can set that 175 goal, but decide right now and, you know, and put yourself there. What if you get to that date and you haven't reached it? How do you want to think and feel? And that's the thought that I want you to work on. Like, I didn't reach my goal, but damn, I improved this, 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 and this. And I became this, you know, better of a person. And I, you know, I learned so much, all this stuff about myself, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's not about that number on the scale. Okay, Janelle, any advice on getting over others' opinions of yourself? Logically, it shouldn't matter, but their words, thoughts can completely derail or fuel me. No, they cannot, Janelle. I hate feeling like they can have control when they shouldn't. They don't have control over you. They don't. You are choosing to feel derailed and fueled by their words and thoughts. They do not have any power over you. You have all the power. And so other people can have whatever opinion they want about you. And they do, right? That's the thing. People do. People are thinking about us. People are judging us all day long. And we're trying to get in their heads when we can't even figure out what's going on in our heads. Y'all, let's just focus on us. That's exhausting enough sometimes, right? Rather than trying to, like, control or read other people's minds or that kind of stuff. So, I mean, someone can literally, like, walk up to you and say, you suck. And you can just decide that, okay, they can have that opinion. It doesn't affect me at all. And I disagree with them, and just move forward. So again, I want you to think about the model, Janelle. You're feeling derailed and fueled to do something, probably, right? To overeat maybe, or to just get angry or whatever. And the C line is whatever the person said or did. There's a thought in there. There's a thought in the middle in there. And that's what's going on, is that you say logically it shouldn't matter. That can be your thought. It doesn't matter what they say. And, you know, and it can be a thought that you practice, right? Like, I'm working on believing that whatever they say doesn't matter. I'm in control. And I decide how I feel. They do not make me feel a certain way, ever. So that's where your work is. And if you want some more help, get in, ask coaches, and we can, you know, kind of dig a little bit deeper. Jennifer, how can I distinguish between desire, urge, and craving? I think a lot of all of this for me is habit, and I'm confused. Desire, urge, and craving. Jennifer, I think what I'm going to do is, okay, so I think a lot of this for me is a habit, and it may be, right? And that's perfectly fine. So it's, you know, like, it's a habit. So it's something that it's a habit that you can work on breaking, and you can develop new habits. You're reading Atomic Habits. I am. And it's amazing. So, it's okay. If it's a habit, it's not a reason to beat yourself up. It's not a reason to, and it's also not a reason to think that you can't change it, right? Because we change habits all the time. So, but I'm going to kind of defer to this overeating course in starting in March, because Corinne does talk about kind of the difference between like a mental and a physical urge or craving. And a lot of times we use those words kind of interchangeably. So I just want you to go ahead and review the Taking Control module in OBS and then print out that workbook. And I think a lot of what you're asking about will really get addressed in the program. And then be sure and watch Corinne's presentation of the program on Monday night or the replay. So yeah, so I just think it will clear a lot of it up, because some urges or cravings, and again, I'm using those words interchangeably, like kind of start in your head, and others start in your body, right? So and it can be confusing, and then this program will really kind of clear a lot of that up. Rhonda, January baby here and just completed an OBS. Awesome. Should I skip accountability and go to new overeat or go to accountability? I missed 4 days of planning assessing since December 31st. Amazing. Awesome, Rhonda. I would suggest you, it's totally up to you, because, you know, these courses are always here for you all. But I would suggest you just go ahead and dive in with us with the overeating course, and then you can always go back to accountability later, right? And you don't want to like try to catch up. You know, you don't want to try like, well, I'll do accountability and overeating this month, so I'll be like, you know, up with everybody. There's no such thing as like up with everybody. Everybody's doing their own thing. I mean, you can even like not even do the overeating course in March if you don't want to. If you just want to like focus on your basics, you just finished an OBS and, you know, you're ready to just kind of practice those basics, you can do that too. Totally up to you, because the courses will always be there for you. And like next month, if you want to start accountability, like, you know, in April or something, then post in Facebook if you want to and say, hey, y'all, I'm starting the accountability course. I didn't do it back when everybody else was, you know, not everybody, but when we were focusing on it in the month. And I'm going to do it now. Does anybody else want to do it with me? You know, and we can talk about it or whatever, or you can do it on your own. So everything is self-paced. Everything is up to you. And again, everything is extra beyond the, you know, no BS and the four basics. All right. Anything else? Oh my gosh, so many comments. Let me just go down to the bottom and see. Ooh, Kathy's, that's a good thought. They get to be wrong about me. That is such a powerful thought, y'all. Because it's so like, I think so many of us have lived our lives like trying to prove people wrong. You know, they are wrong and they need to know they're wrong. And I need to tell them. And like, if we can get to the point where we can just let people be wrong about us, oh my God, the freedom that we would have to focus on other things, to focus on ourselves. I mean, if people could just walk around and be wrong about us and we just be like, okay with it. Oh my God, that would be amazing. Don't let other people's opinions ever rise above your own. Amen. Deanna says she's going to set goals of concrete habits and steps instead of dates for now. Awesome. Awesome. That's a great idea. And she's getting that those feelings of failure turned around. Yep, there are other goals that matter besides that number on the scale, right? And besides a, you know, a specific date. It's almost like, you know, you can set a date, you know, to like, I'm going to work on this goal until this specific date, and then I'm going to reassess at that date. And it's not like this big, huge pressure to reach the goal necessarily. Now, you want to be moving towards it, right? And you want to be moving towards it the best that you can, imperfectly, though. And so, yeah, it's like that Atomic Habits book, y'all, and also Finish, John Acuff's book. They're both really great books about goal setting. And, you know, and John Acuff talks about cutting your goal in half. You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves, cut that thing in half. And then, like, you know, if you're so dead set on reaching a goal, cut it in half and reach the goal. And then, you know, and then keep going or whatever, or cut it in half and exceed the goal. I mean, there's nothing magic about a goal, about, you know, a number or anything. So I love that. Let's see. Okay. I love all this. Kim, she hit 20 pounds down. And she maintained for a long time. She still has some more weight to lose, but she's in it for the long haul, and she will get to goal. Okay, anything else, y'all? But if not, we're about going to wrap it up. Yep, other people's opinions of us are none of our business. It's like, we don't have the time, y'all, to be worrying about what's going on in other people's heads. Yes, Jen, the married life is fabulous. I just love my husband. All right, y'all, anything else? We're right at an hour, which is perfect because I've got to get going and get finished packing and get on the road here in a little while. So, Mary Jo will be kind of holding down the fort for us this weekend, but Kathy and I will be around still. You know, we're going to be doing training like all day tomorrow and the next day, but we'll be getting in the morning and the evenings, and we'll be checking up on y'all. So we're not just disappearing, but I'm excited that we get to spend some time together and do some learning together about our businesses and all that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited. So if we learn anything that we can bring back to y'all, you know that we will, you know, Corinne will for sure. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your week. And let's see. Yes, Kathy, I will see you all in Dallas. And thank you, Peggy. I take that as a compliment that I'm on fire today. Y'all know Corinne was on fire yesterday with her public live. Oh my gosh, you got to watch that if you haven't already. I'm so glad it helped you, Trudy. So, all right, guys, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.